I'm Emma Ray, and welcome to the latest BU News podcast, your chance to find out about the latest research projects and news from Bournemouth University. Coming up on the programme, how does the NHS compare to US healthcare? And we speak to Dr. Scott Cohen about society's increasing reliance on binge flying. But first, congratulations to all those students who've successfully gained places at Bournemouth University for the upcoming academic year. Why not join us on Facebook by searching Join Bournemouth Uni and follow us on Twitter via our @BournemouthUni feed. Next, what do you think of binge flyers? Dr. Scott Cohen in the School of Tourism has been working with colleagues at the University of Otago in New Zealand to investigate this relatively new phenomenon. Here he talks about the emerging behavioural trends in frequent flyers and the steps that need to be taken to prevent the subsequent environmental impact.
Binge flying uses to describe the phenomenon of flying a lot without regards for the climate change impact. We find that your average citizen consumer who is flying quite a bit is unwilling to take responsibility for their own actions, even though many are fully aware of the climate consequences of those actions. In terms of leisure-related flying, I think we're kind of starting to establish that there's not really an information deficit anymore. So how can we lure people away from carbon-intensive travel practices? What can the tourism industry put out there that will steer people away from destructive air travel practices, and what can we offer? So what good things can we put there that might influence behavior change?
Many thanks, Scott. And you can access more information on this research via our podcast page. The current bad press surrounding government spending and the proposed cuts across the public sector mean the NHS has once again come under fire. But new research by Professor Colin Pritchard in the School of Health and Social Care shows the UK is far more efficient than the USA and most other Western countries when it comes to reducing deaths and lowering costs. The results are undoubtedly a boost for patients, their families and NHS staff. But they also question current health reform proposals when competitive and private healthcare elsewhere is not yielding such good results. The full report, entitled Comparing the USA, UK and 17 Western Countries' Efficiency and Effectiveness in Reducing Mortality, is published in the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine Short Reports and can be viewed by following the link on our podcast page. Next, we're celebrating the success of one of our media school alumni. Richard Senior was awarded a first in BA Honours Television and Video Production course in 2002. 9 short years later, and he's just directed a smash hit episode of Doctor Who. Over the last year, he's been working on Let's Kill Hitler, the first of the remaining 6 episodes of the current series, which aired on Saturday and saw the TARDIS crash land in Berlin in the 1930s. To read Richard's first-hand account of life as a Doctor Who director, follow the link on the podcast page. BU's reader in qualitative research, Dr. Kip Jones, has found an innovative new method of disseminating his research findings. Over the past few months, he's been leading a short film project called Rufus Stone, which draws together the results of an investigation into the lives of older gay men and lesbians living in rural England and Wales. Here, Dr. Kip Jones tells us more about communicating research in less traditional forms.
Stand by now.
96, take one.
I know you. You're that Rufus Stone.
I've been saying more and more recently that I think that the documentation or the trail is the really important documents of this work. It's not the finished product. It's not a written journal article or a book chapter or even a book. But in terms of, you know, on paper or textual or even pictorial images, they can be a good record of the process. And I think that's important in a new field where you're using new methods to transpose research into something else.
And lastly, new research from the Media School is challenging stereotypical perceptions of tourism in Dorset. Typically known as a family-friendly destination, the findings by the Creative Enterprise Bureau shows this is misleading and Dorset is in fact a very popular destination for adult couples. The findings are published in a report, Dorset Days Out, which is available to businesses in the tourism sector. More information is available by following the link on our podcast page. That brings us to the end of this month's BU News podcast. It was presented by me, Emma Ray, and produced by Sally Gates. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon for more research and university news. Goodbye for now.